Good morning, Lewis. Guess what? China's economy just expanded 5.2% in the second quarter. That's a bit higher than what analysts were expecting. Pretty impressive, right?
I see. So they managed to grow despite Trump's trade war. That's interesting. They hit their full-year target of about 5%, which is quite a big claim, right? But how did they do it?
Yeah, they kept growth going through exports and investment, but domestic demand is still weak. Shuang Ding from Standard Chartered said that the first half was boosted by front-loading trade before US tariffs and more fiscal spending. But the second half might be tricky with higher tariffs hitting exports.
Right, and the markets weren't too happy about it. The CSI 300 index fell 0.5% yesterday. The renminbi also weakened a bit. But Hong Kong's Hang Seng did edge up 0.2%. That's mixed signals.
Exactly. So the Chinese government is relying on strong exports and manufacturing to counter the property slowdown. They're trying to negotiate a final trade deal with the US to avoid those punishing tariffs from Trump. That's a big deal.
I see. And they had strong trade figures after the truce in the trade war last month. But the US is still trying to cut off China's exports by imposing high tariffs on goods going through third countries like Vietnam. That's going to be a problem.
Definitely, industrial output grew 6.8% last month, which is way above forecasts. Manufacturing and high-tech industries are leading the charge. Robotics and new energy vehicles are doing well. But retail sales missed expectations. They rose 4.8%, which is lower than the 5.4% forecast.
Yeah, and the government's trade and policy is probably peaking. That's supposed to boost consumption by letting people buy new goods at subsidized prices. But it seems like that's not enough anymore. The real estate market is still a drag, with home prices falling.
Exactly, the real estate downturn is dragging on growth. New home prices fell about 3.7% and resale prices dropped 6%. Economists are worried about overproduction and weak demand causing deflationary pressures. The Chinese Communist Party media is criticizing industrial overcapacity for causing price wars.
So, Eswar Prasad from Cornell University says it's both encouraging and concerning. The growth is decent, but it's unbalanced, relying on investment and exports. China might need more policy stimulus and structural reforms in the second half to make growth more balanced and fight deflation. That's the key takeaway, right?
Right, it's a balancing act. They need to manage the trade tensions, boost domestic demand, and avoid a slowdown. It's a complex situation, but they're trying to keep things on track.